From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iraq's prime minister calls on Islamic State fighters in Fallujah to stop fighting. Coalition airstrikes continued to pound Islamic State targets, hitting two tactical units and destroying six heavy machine guns. In a national address on state television, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said that government forces have gained control over most of the city of Fallujah. He did say there were still some pockets that needed to be cleaned out. He addressed members of the Islamic State directly, saying there's no place for you in Iraq. He said, I have promised to liberate Fallujah, and our troops fulfilled that promise. Your leadership has abandoned you. They made promises to you, and they failed their promise. Iraqi special forces battled their way into the center of Fallujah on Friday, capturing a key neighborhood and a government complex from Islamic State. IS militants reportedly pulled back to the city's western neighborhoods, but left behind booby-trapped buildings and streets, a network of underground tunnels, and snipers. At least seven people were killed in Syria by renewed Syrian government airstrikes on the city of Aleppo. The activist Local Coordination Committee said that the seven people were killed in the city's Katirigi neighborhood. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights put the death toll at nine. The Syrian Air Force has been waging a fierce bombing campaign on Aleppo's eastern section, which is under rebel control. The rebels, meanwhile, have attacked the western half of the city, which is under government control, with rockets and mortars. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister says that his government supports a more aggressive approach against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government, including no-fly zones and arming rebels with surface-to-air missiles. Speaking here in Washington, Adel el-Jubayr said that his country has always advocated what he called a more robust approach to ending the Syrian crisis.
But if the Bashar regime feels that it can continue in a stalemate, much less prevail, there will be no incentive for them to take the necessary steps to bring about a transition in Syria.
Earlier, Saudi Arabia's powerful deputy crown prince met with U.S. President Barack Obama and congressional leaders for talks focused on the Middle East, including Syria and Yemen. Deputy Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's visit is aimed at mending the relationship with the United States and to promote a plan to slash the kingdom's dependence on oil revenues. Russia's track and field team has been banned from the Summer Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. As VOA's Daniel Scherf reports from Moscow, track and field's world governing body said that Russia has not done enough to restore confidence in its athletes in the wake of a doping scandal.
Russia will not be allowed to send an athletics team to the Rio Olympics after its efforts to clean up state-sponsored doping were deemed inadequate, says the sports governing body, the IAAF.
The IAAF Council was unanimous that Rusaf had not met the reinstatement conditions and that Russian athletes could not credibly return to international competition without undermining the confidence of their competitors and the public.
Russia's sports ministry called the decision extremely disappointing and said that the ministry had done everything possible to regain trust. The IAAF says individual Russian athletes could still be allowed to compete at the Rio Olympics, but only if they have been tested outside of Russia's anti-doping system and not under the Russian flag. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Moscow.
Police investigating the murder of British lawmaker Joe Cox said on Friday that the suspect's mental health and possible links to a right-wing extremist group are both important lines of inquiry. Temporary Chief Constable Dee Collins of West Yorkshire Police said her office is aware of speculation that the suspect in Cox's killing was tied to right-wing groups. However, she said they have not found any evidence of a conspiracy. Meanwhile, Prime Minister David Cameron, a Conservative, joined Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn Friday to lay flowers in Cox's home district in Yorkshire. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.